This is Dairy Radio Now.
Today we look at the world's largest dairy breed association, Holstein Association USA, established in 1885, and John Clark caught up with the head of Holstein USA, Jeff Bewley.
We're talking with Dr. Jeff Bewley of Holstein USA. You call yourself a data geek. You really love data.
I do. I've loved data since I was a kid.
What is data doing for today's dairy producer?
In a sense, it provides us with better information to make better decisions. There are a lot of new technologies coming out. A lot have been developed in the last 10 to 15 years and more brought to the market every week, it seems like. And that's providing opportunities to collect a lot of data at the cow level. And one of the things that it's allowing us to do is to go back to the idea of managing individual cows, not just groups and herds of cows, but it provides us with a lot of monitoring capabilities on our farm.
When you get out on farms, what are they telling you about the technologies that are really advancing?
On a positive side, there are a lot of times where people say, these technologies allow me to do things I couldn't have done before. It allows me to be comfortable leaving the farm for a few hours or for a couple of days, whereas I wasn't comfortable doing that before. They provide me opportunities to see cows that are sick that I wouldn't have seen without the technology, to see cows in heat that I would have missed without the technology. On the not as positive side, sometimes they don't always work the way that we want them to. And so there's some headaches and challenges, particularly with newer startup type technologies.
So you work for Holstein USA. How does Holstein USA get involved in the technology field?
Well, we're very interested in technology, for one, just to help advance the industry and our outreach missions of what we do as a breed organization, the largest breed organization in the world. But also, we're interested in this data and how we can use it, because it provides new phenotypic information that could be used in genetic evaluations. And we're interested in how we can use this data within the DHI system.
You've got some exciting things on the drawing board.
I think it's neat to think about how with technologies, we get phenotypic data that we wouldn't have had before. So an automated body condition scoring system provides us with a body condition score for every cow, and then we can use that to select for animals that have a more ideal body condition score. Or the animals, when we have these heat detection systems, we get an indication of the magnitude of the increase in activity, and that's an indicator of fertility. Or days to first estrus event after calving, another indicator of fertility. So we have new fertility indicators that we can bring in from these technologies that can be used in genetic evaluations.
Could that also help their nutrition program as well, if they saw something on body scoring that was across the group?
Sure. From a management perspective, that's the reason where body condition scoring technologies would be quite helpful, to be able to detect changes in groups of animals to better hone in on managing body condition.
So for a producer out there who has a little sticker shock and maybe says, you know, I'm not sure I want to invest in that technology, how do you guide them through which technologies to really invest in and maybe some not to?
First thing is, it's good to have skepticism, because every dairy farm is managing a business and every decision should be looked at that way. As far as looking at the economics, it's important to really consider the economic benefit compared to the cost. In many cases, they are very beneficial, but in some that they're not. And that's a very herd-specific decision. So for a technology to be economically viable for an individual farm, it has to be for that particular farm. It's not a one-size-fits-all scenario. So we need to calculate, what are the potential benefits? Is this an area that's a concern for me? So if I'm not struggling with reproductive management, for example, maybe a heat detection technology is not something that I need. That's good to know that. But we need to consider the initial investment cost, but also the ongoing cost of what it takes to maintain that in thinking about the economic evaluation. Really, I think we need to do an investment analysis in terms of a net present value analysis.
And there's many things go into that evaluation, as you mentioned, but what would be a rough ROI that they want to see, that return on their investment for technology?
It depends on the risk level of risk aversion of the individual farm, but I would like to see 4-to-1 or 5-to-1 return on investment.
Is that achievable with a lot of technologies out there?
It definitely is. It definitely is. But it's very specific to the farm and very specific to the technology.
Dr. Jeff Bewley with Holstein USA, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Our thanks to John Clark for that report. And if you'd like to learn more about Holstein Association USA, their genomic testing services, the Holstein breed, pedigree info, program services, and upcoming national shows, head to HolsteinUSA.com. And for archived Dairy Radio programs, simply head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.